All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with the Crash Culture Podcast Show. Back on the topic of these Crips, or the Crips Holding Company versus Black Sam, Nipsey's older brother. My thoughts on it are, it's a little bit sensitive. It's a little bit of a sensitive issue, because once you affiliate yourself with a gang, a lot of it is blood in and blood out. You know, a lot of them, you going out in death, you feel me, or you not going out at all. So, and everybody knows the gang life that's a part of the gang life. They know what they signed up for. It's like the military, you know. Once you sign up for the military, you go to Iraq, you get your head blown off. You can't be upset. Your family can't be upset, because that was the decision that you made to go into there in the first place. And I'm pretty sure Nipsey knew full well what he was getting himself into. He said it multiple times, you know. But at the same time, he was a man of integrity and character. So I'm pretty sure these young gentlemen, or these assortment of men that are trying to lay claim over a slogan and a catchphrase that he thought of, and they knew he thought of, and was his individually, and he made a whole company behind it, is wrong. Ain't no two ways about it. They know it's wrong, but everybody wants a piece of the pie at the end of the day. You feel me? And when they really seen the greatness of that man, they wanted to get a piece of the pie. Really, at the end of the day, the only people that's really entitled to this man's financial, let's say, cushioning that he left for them is his family, is his relatives. And the man who started it all with him is really his brother. So if anybody is to benefit from Nipsey's legacy, it should be first his children and his spouse, Lauren London, he left behind, and then his brothers and his mothers and his family and his father and his family. You know, this is not one of those things. This is not one of those times in their life where you're supposed to be trying to cause them more hell. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be, if you're a Crip, you feel me, and you really support a cuz like that, then you go up to his family, say, whatever you need, we here for you. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You ain't got to worry about nobody coming at you crazy, talking to you, nothing like that. You know, really, be honest with you, I'm disturbed that some white girl in Bubba Fuck Nowhere goes and spray paints all over his portrait or his mural, and ain't nobody doing nothing about that. But now you trying to do some shiesty shit and trying to come after the man's legacy, and really, really trying to trademark his slogan. That's for his family to eat off of. That was thought of in his mind. And he specifically said on multiple occasions, you know, if he ever put Crip on anything, he got to pay all of these people. You know, I recall back a while ago, I think it was Puma tried to put Rolling 60 on some shoes, or another company tried to put his gang on some shoes or something like that, or Crips on some shoes. And he told him, take that off. We're not doing that, because you would have to pay all those people. You know, here's a man who thought of things from the ground up, from the mud, you know, and you coming at that, that's wrong. But like I say, it's the streets. I don't really have high expectations for them to do something positive, like just let his family benefit from his legacy. That's something positive, instead of saying, because people could say one thing and do another. Like, they could say that they're going to do all these charitable things and whatnot and this, that, and the third, but they can also do another thing. And you know, that tell me right there that fuckery was on their mind, because they filed for the trademark 12 days before his brother Black Sam. Black Sam was probably still grieving. He's not even thinking about business. He's not even thinking about profiting and benefiting and securing all of the legal stuff down, because Black Sam is a solid dude and he's very sharp. And I'm pretty sure if Nipsey was around, he wouldn't be worried about that, because Nipsey know he would be able to do that. You know, But you know, they just struck while the iron was kind of hot, you know, and I just pray that they just let it go and just let his brother and his family benefit from that and just carry on with their life. But God bless the dead, man. Long live Neighborhood Nip. Yeah. Coming up on our next segment, we're going to talk about the Golden State Warriors versus the Raptors and whether Kevin Durant is coming back or not. It's really not looking like it. I thought when he injured the calf, it was an Achilles because he did move a little bit like Kobe, and he did reach past his calf, and it looked like he was reaching toward the heel of his shoe. And then he thought about it in the back as my old camera's watching, and he pulled his hand back up, you know, because he had a real bad season-ending injury there before. But that's coming up on the next segment. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with the final segment of this inaugural episode of Crash Culture, the Crash Culture Podcast Show. I know what I'm going to say is probably going to piss a few people off, but that's okay. We all don't have to agree with each other, but we should be able to civilly sit down, talk about, and settle our differences. You know, that's a part of being a human being. I have a lot of opinions and thoughts and ideas, and so do you all, that just never gonna line up. And when it comes to this gay versus straight or pride parade, the correct term would they use pride parade versus this straight parade. My thoughts on it is, this is me being honest, why in the hell don't we have a black pride parade? You know what I'm saying? We should be doing a million man march every single designated year. You know what I'm saying? African Americans in general should be doing this every single year. You know what I'm saying? The different black leaders that we have in our communities, you know, the athletes, the entertainers, the all of these people that speak out against all of these social justices, how powerful would that be if they organized African American or just the black people in general, a march for us in celebration of something like Juneteenth? You know what I'm saying? We have a designated day where, you know, that's the day that we got freedom from slavery. Like, why don't we march on that day? You know, like, why is this something that, you know, the LGBTQ community can fight for? And, you know, insecure men can fight for, and a whole plethora of the other people fight for different parades that they have. Yeah, they even having a Macy's Day Parade on Thanksgiving. I still don't know what the hell that's all about. But hey, everybody got a parade but black people at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? And my thoughts on the pride community and whatnot, as long as everybody's entitled to love who they love. You know what I'm saying? It's just long as you don't try to, you know, push that, you know, agenda, you feel me, to little kids who really are trying to figure out who they are. You know what I'm saying? Like 5-year-olds, 8-year-olds, you know, kids in middle school that haven't even touched high school yet. You know, like, it's a little bit of an issue when you try and do that type of stuff. You know who you are, and it took you a while to figure out that, because a lot of that was you you seen growing up, more than likely, images, and you felt different ways that made you chose that path. You feel me? Now, children, they say they only know what we teach them. A lot of people try to make the argument that they were born this way. You know, nobody is born anyway. You don't have any understanding of the world around you until somebody, namely your parents or whoever's your caregiver, teaches you this. You know, so all of this rights for all of these different communities, okay, that's cool. But at the same time, I feel like Black people in general have went through so much in America, not even in America, in the world in general, you know, but especially in America, because this is the land of the free, the home of the brave, supposedly. You know, we went through so much and we still go through so much today, and we are still underrepresented. We're still underappreciated, from the Black women, the beautiful Black women, down to the brothers who are actually doing positive things in their community and are trying to take care of their families. You know, that goes underappreciated. I see, you know, that those images and those topics aren't talked about enough. To be real with you, we're supposed to be marching for reparations. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody got a little piece of the pie. Native American, you know, they got a piece of the pie. You know, the Jewish community got a piece of the pie. You know, I've done my research. I know America paid reparations to the Jewish community as well as the Native American community. But Black people, whenever we talk about this subject of us receiving this, you know, it falls on deaf ears, because nobody wants to acknowledge it because they know the truth. You got to pay a whole lot of people, you know? And they already still don't really accept Black people. They accept our culture. They love Black culture. They love our music. You know, the world I'm talking about in general loves our music. Love the way we do things. Love the way we talk, we walk, we dance. You know, we have so much rhythm and soul in us. Everybody loves us. But at the same time, well, not everybody loves us. They love things about us, but they don't love us in general, you know, because it's almost like Black people are alien to the world, you know. Maybe it's most of us having this, what seems to be otherworldly inner strength, you know. Maybe it's all of our genes that we're good at sports, and we're very athletic, or maybe it's, you know, other reasons, you know, that we're still smart and we can still figure out things and we can still innovate and we still make way, even though they try to put us in a box and try to keep us from these things. You know, maybe it's all of those things and maybe it's none of them. I don't know all of that, but I know at the end of the day, the Black community should be the ones over here parading and fighting for a parade more so than any other community, you know, and that's my only gripe with that. You know, I don't mind everybody else want to have their parade. I don't care if the KKK want to march again, as long as Black people out there marching too. As I hope we out there marching too, to let them know that it ain't going to go the way it used to go, you know? We got to constantly show up, you feel me? Because when people feel like there's no resistance, they feel like they can walk straight over you. They feel like you're going to sit up there and be quiet in that corner, like we told you, that's a good boy, you know? Or that's a good girl, you know? Like, but when you show them that you have heart, they can't do nothing with it. When you show that you're willing to die for what you believe, they can't do nothing with it. Nobody can. because not everybody's going to go to that level, you know? And I feel like that's pretty much probably why a lot of these communities, like the LGBTQ, made way. That and money, of course. Money is the way the world works. It's what makes the world go round. I'm pretty sure some politicians got some money in their pocket because they talk about that. Talk about that community a lot. They do a lot for that community, you know. And black people haven't figured out how to pool our money together and figure out ways to get people that represent us in power and that are going to do stuff for us. Because at the end of the day, if you're getting paid to do what's right, it's a win-win. You know, a lot of guys out here in politics and in the world in general get paid to do what's wrong, and they're losing their soul at the end of the day. But what do they care for as long as they're able to drive that new Bugatti off the lot, you know, and crashing in 15 minutes like your boy Tracy Morgan? But, yeah, man, I just feel like gay parade, straight parade, it don't matter until it's a black parade out there and we walk in the streets and we creating change and we representing ourselves in the proper way, you know? And I'm talking about constantly, you know, and we opening doors for each other, you know. I'm Space Coast Joe. This has been the Crash Culture Podcast Show. That's my final thoughts. You let me know what you think. You can hit me up on my blog at joeknows.video.blog or my Instagram, Space Coast Joe, as well as my Twitter. Yeah. Give me a shout. Pretty soon we're going to be taping these shows. I'm going to have guests coming on. And I'm going to have them up on a YouTube channel. I will let you guys know when these episodes will be airing and when they're going live on YouTube as well. Thank you for your time. You guys have a blessed night.